Officers will wear patches on the new uniforms that will be attached by Velcro. Council member Lisa Monteleone was concerned that the public wouldn't be able to distinguish a bona fide law enforcement officer if the patch was somehow removed. But Assistant Chief of the Tampa Police Department, John Bennett, said that wouldn't be a problem.
Just about every piece of equipment will have a numerical identification, a name identification, and that. So there's other ways of accountability through the uniform process. It's not just that.
Bennett told the council that the proposal calls for 1,700 officers to be outfitted. Although the total was not revealed, they will need enough uniforms to wear every day. Each comes with a $300 price tag and will be worn by both bike and standard patrol officers. Bennett said that Tampa will retain ownership of some of the uniforms.
Well, the individual officers from all the agencies would take them with them. So we would have our lot, sheriffs would have theirs, all the mutual aid partners would have their uniforms. They're sized and obviously worn 12 to 14 hours a day by each person.
City Council approved $290,000 in temporary fencing. At a rate of $29 per foot, the security barricade will extend for nearly 2 miles. Bennett told the council that this approach is their cheapest option.
You know, what it would take to put officer positions at certain critical infrastructure to guard those locations as compared to fence, it's no comparison. We're talking millions versus the price that's on the resolution. So not to mention that fence is not affected by weather. You know, it's going to be extremely hot. So to stand a post and it's the exchange of some security fence for the critical infrastructure that's deemed necessary, that's essentially what this is for.
Earlier this month, council members agreed to postpone on a vote on the first reading of the Clean Zone Ordinance until today. But that has been pushed back again until May 3rd. Opponents to the ordinance were disappointed in the delay because that means getting protest permits could take even longer. Council member Frank Reddick asked why permit applications had not been granted.
I've received some calls about that, that people have applied for permits and they haven't gotten the response back from the administration. So is it possible we get a timeline?
We're going to ask the administration to give us a timeline on that. I would imagine they're working on it. I haven't spoke to them directly, if you're asking me that. I have not. But it's the rights not only of the people here, it's the rights of all the people.
Although no clear answer was given, council member Charlie Miranda promised to investigate what was causing the delays. Money allocated today came from the $50 million grant from the federal government for the RNC security. For WMNF News, this is Samuel Johnson in Tampa.